my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and thank you for listening on Thursday. On this day here, the last Thursday in the month of June. And soon, on June 30th, the first 6 months of the year are in the history books. And history book, I hope that you've had a good first 6 months. I know of many folks that have suffered sorrows and heartaches and disappointments and setbacks, but also know that many of us, all of us, have experienced the grace of God, the goodness of God. Well, today, the men of grace sing for us, "It's Not in Vain." Thank you for choosing that song. And I can tell you this, it is not in vain.
We have labored in the vineyard of the Lord, and it seems the world has stolen our reward. But God has not forgotten, and when He calls us home, we'll receive eternal treasure and a place of honor near His throne. It's not in vain. It's not in vain. We serve a risen Savior. Jesus rules and reigns. We do not walk alone. Our labor, our witness, our faith, it's not in vain. God has seen our faithful service through the years. All the heartaches, all the burdens, all the tears. But do not be discouraged. There's a purpose, there's a plan. There's a reason for each trial. So trust the leading of His hand.
It's not in vain.
We're going to go into the auditorium of the North Valley Baptist Church in a moment and saying, I'll meet you in the morning, and record it there years ago. But before we do, we mentioned that we're 6 months into the year now on June the 30th. The first 6 months are finished. The last 6 months really get very busy. We open back up schools on August 28th here. All the schools open, so really just a little bit more than a month away. Tomorrow's the 28th, and so we open it up just 2 months later, all of June and all of July and August. So schools get busy, sports get busy, fall campaigns get busy, harvest time gets busy. School campaigns, college campaigns get busy. Then we have our soul winning marathons and different things of that nature, and the fall seasons of the year, and the missions conference, and Thanksgiving and Christmas. It gets busy. All I'm going to ask you to think about doing today and tomorrow before July 1st, would you just sit down and figure out what has gone right? And what has gone wrong? How's your soul winning? How's your prayer life? How's our prayer life? How's our soul winning? How's our time with God? How's our time with family? What do we need to change? And I pray that we would do that. I'll meet you in the morning. The great people of the North Valley Baptist Church sing for us right now. Sing along with them. This is a song you know. I'll meet you in the morning. Sing it, Brother Treber. Okay, I won't. Those people. I love hearing them sing. I'll meet you in the morning. We're in chapter 2, verse 13. The entire chapter is dealing with these false teachers. Verse 1, false prophets, false teachers. Oh, how destructive they are. They deny the Lord. They bring damnable heresies into the church. They're covetous. They misuse you. They're filthy, lustful people. The Bible's declared all this. They're like natural brute beasts. They're wild animals. They speak evil. They divide. Oh, my goodness. And the Bible says, verse 13 today, our verse, and they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. God's keeping score. God knows about it. And they shall receive the reward. Pastors, I'm not calling you an apostate, but I am saying, please be very careful that you don't change our heritage. Please, I weary with people trying to change our Constitution. I weary with that. What are you doing? This has worked. Why would you want to change old-time religion? Why? We had churches that were growing and going and buses that were running. Why would you want to change? Pride. That's what he talks about. You're not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. You're self-willed, the Bible says, verse 10. And God says you're going to receive your reward of unrighteousness. A lot that's happening is unrighteousness. And they count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. In the daytime. They don't care. Night, day, they don't care. And they just enjoy this. They take pleasure in rioting. They take pleasure in dividing. Walk as far away, watch it, we'll see it in this verse. You walk as far away from people that are trying to divide and attack. You be very careful. Spots they are, and blemishes, sporting themselves, magnifying themselves with their own deceivings. Watch this. While they feast with you. I do not understand why we allow people to feast with us. For example, right now, every pastor has this going on probably. You have some people that have got sideways with your church, and they don't like your church, and they're spouting off, and they leave the church. Can't stand a church like that. They have all these reasons. But what surprises me is how that church members that stay like to feast with them. Well, they're our good friends. No, they're dangerous. When someone doesn't like or love your church or your pastor and they're vicious, what are you doing going to birthday parties? Are you listening to me? What are you doing going to anniversary celebrations? What are you doing? They hate your pastor. That what would you feel like if your pastor and their wife, that all of a sudden your wife has been vicious and mean, or your husband has been vicious and mean and separate from you, divorce you, and don't want anything to do with you, and they hate you, and your husband hates you, or your wife hates you now, and hate everything. And what would you think if I went out to lunch with them? Not to help them. Just, they're my friend. They're still my friend. I'd be disloyal to you. I watched this as a boy. I watched people leave our church mad, angry. Always were mad at the pastor and his wife. I never understood that. Our pastor's wife was not on the payroll. She didn't get paid. She was a servant of the Lord, worked 7 days a week around there. They were just so hardworking people, loving people, kind people, and pastor was faithful. And then people would get sideways and leave the church. I don't understand that. Why are you letting yourself feast with people that hate your church? I'm glad I'm off on this subject. Why would you feast with people that hate your pastor, hate his wife, hate the ministry, hate the things of God, hate fundamentalism, separation? You know what? He that walketh as wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. You are going to destroy your life, your marriage, your children. You watch how, well, my kids don't like fundamental Baptist churches anymore because they've been so hurt. No. You be careful with that stuff. You be careful. Church, they just believe in church all the time and preaching and soul winning and separation and godliness and holiness and there we go. Blah, blah, blah. And you're railing. I believe that we have many people in our churches. Many shall follow pernicious ways. I believe there are many people in our church. I'm ashamed to have to tell you this. I have people that I've pastored for, and they've been on my unsaved list for years. Oh, they profess, but I don't see any evidence. No. People that leave angry. It's amazing how many people are on my prayer list. They're lost, and then they leave angry. I wonder what that's about. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today. for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.